parents tending to an infant. Well, not a human one. This is Yotaro, baby robot. He giggles, sneezes, and even cries with a runny nose until you touch his warm silicone skin and calm him down. A robot can't be human, says Yotaro project leader Hiroki Kunimura, but it's great if this robot triggers human emotions so humans want to have their own baby.
Yotaro's emotions are a computer program. The images projected the warm body temperature, just warm water, all of this to make him as human-like and baby-like as possible and get a woman's biological clock ticking. God bless you.
Japan has a major population problem, one of the world's lowest birth rates coupled with the fastest aging population. Japan's government, desperate to produce more children, is now paying families $150 per month per child until he or she reaches high school. Have more children, make more money, say lawmakers. But these university students believe robotic encouragement may work better than a government stipend. Yotaro changed how I feel about babies, says Madoka Hirai. I'm now paying more attention to babies on the street. Yotaro is not a complex robot, and after a few minutes, a tad redundant. But this robot already succeeds in at least getting people thinking about babies. The first step, they hope, in helping to solve a serious human dilemma. Kyung Law, CNN, Tsukuba, Japan.